Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal co-host, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. It is already Monday. It is Mind Shift Monday. And as always, we're excited to be here. Thank you to all of you that are listening to the live show, as well as those of you that are joining us in the chat room. If you haven't done so yet, we encourage you to join us online at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, you can click on the link that says live recording, and you can join us in the chat room. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your questions, and your concerns. And for those of you that are listening to the replay, thank you for tuning in. We encourage you to join us every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, you can go ahead and like us on Facebook. You can do that on our MindShift website, or you can do it at facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. And finally, there's another way for you to be connected with us. You can join us on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/MindShiftTalkRadio, and you can go ahead and hit the follow link, and that will keep you connected to us as well. So, again, thank you to each of you that are tuning in and listening to the replay. For those of you that are new to MindShift Talk Radio, I will say welcome, and thank you for taking the time to check us out. This show is for you. This show is for every individual that's looking to grow, whether it's personally, professionally, spiritually, whether you're interested in growing in health and wellness, whatever it may be, any area of your life in which there's a need for a mind shift or a paradigm shift, we have you covered here. This is a real show, real folks hearing real perspectives. You know, there's no fluff here. We talk about what's going on in our day-to-day lives. We encourage you to make sure that you're here with us and that you take part in the conversation. It's not just about us talking to you, but it's us talking with you. And so you can also join us via phone at area code 347-989-0206. So we're going to go ahead and get the ball rolling. I'm going to go ahead and bring my sister on the line, my partner, Sister Big Bones Warren. Welcome to Mind Shift again, sister.
Woohoo! It's Mind Shift Monday now.
Mind Shift Monday. Always a great day. Probably the best day of the week, I say.
Absolutely. You say it because it's Monday. I say it because we're another day closer to Friday.
You are silly. I guess you can look at it that way. Whatever floats your boat, right?
Right.
Yes, but yeah, I definitely love my Mondays, and not just for Mind Shift, just because they're Mondays and they're great days. So again, it's all about that mind shift, and trust me, I had to have that mind shift some time ago as well, because I used to dread Mondays like most people, but that is no longer. That is no longer. So, you know, tonight it's just you and I.
Just me and you.
Are you going to serenade me?
Ooh, Stacey, that's it. That's all you get for free.
Right, to be continued. Go to the website. I got the rest. The clips after the show. But, yeah, so for those of you that are new, you know, we always go ahead and we do a recap before we get started. We can be very silly, and tonight it's probably going to be more fun than usual, only because we get to completely let our hair down, considering the fact that we don't have a guest joining us. You guys get to get all of us tonight. You get all of Stacey and Nita tonight. So, whoo, that's going to be fun. Hold on to your britches. But recap for last week. So last week, guys, I tell you, we've been on a roll with these guests. They have been fire. Last week, we had Mr. Josh Hines. He's a speaker, an author, an entrepreneur. And he was here discussing his latest book titled It's Your Life, Live Big. You can find him online at joshhines.com. Also find his book on Amazon. But he was awesome last week. I mean, I just love his spirit. Mm-hmm. So sweet, so humble, right? Just down to earth. And a wealth of wisdom. And last week we talked about some of the lessons he discusses in his book. So this is a book I definitely encourage for several reasons. One reason is because it's a very simple read. And I think it's one of those books that you would find in your personal development 101 part of your bookshelf. For those people that are new to personal development, even for people that are, you know, I guess, vets in terms of personal development, I think it's a great read because he covers all the bases, and he doesn't speak over your head. You know, it's very practical information, useful information, timely information. And he, like I said, he breaks down the basics in terms of, you know, goal setting and visualization and learning how to adapt to change. And he talks about persistence and adversity, many of the things that we discuss every week on Mindshift. You know, whether we're coming at you from a business perspective, having entrepreneurs on the show, or if we're having a roundtable about relationships, all of this ties back to the premise behind Mindshift. And so that's why I consider him one of my favorite guests, because he just touched on everything that the show encompasses and what we talk about on a weekly basis. So, again, It's Your Life, Live Big by Josh Hines. Again, check it out on Amazon. Check it out at joshhines.com. And also check out Mindshift Talk Radio. So, with that being said, we are going to move into this week's conversation, sis. Are you ready for this week's conversation?
I am, and I so need it.
Who are you telling? You know, I think that's one of the best parts about doing this show. It's one of the blessings, the fact that we get to learn through the process while we're having the show. It's like, you know, we do the shows and we're teaching, and it's like, through your teaching, you're able to do the best learning. I guess you're able to get the most out of learning. So I definitely appreciate and I'm thankful for that. But, yeah, I was going through my notes preparing for the show and trying to get my thoughts together in terms of, you know, some of the things I wanted to discuss tonight. And as I was writing things down, I was like, wow, Stacey, you might want to take that and apply that yourself because you haven't really been living that one.
Guilty.
Right. You know, and that's the cool thing about being here. We can be very transparent. We like I said, you know, it is what it is. We're in this process as well. We're going through this journey with the rest of you guys. And so that's why we say come along for the ride. But, yeah, so tonight's show is about living in the moment. And not only living in the moment, but also living in the moment and celebrating the moment, celebrating yourself right where you are. So tonight it's going to be a pretty short show, but tons of wealth and nuggets that we're going to share with you over the next, I'd say, 30 to 40 minutes. So you want to definitely make sure that you get a pen and a piece of paper. If you're not able to do that, for some reason you're driving or something like that, then, again, you're always able to go back online to mindshifttalkradio.com and download the replay of the show. But we're going to go ahead and get started with the conversation. So, you know, the first thing we want to talk about, and I'll let you, you know, start this off, sis, but we want to talk about the why. You know, what does it mean to truly live in the moment and celebrate yourself? What does that mean, and why should we do that? What do you think?
Well, I think first we have to understand just the basic definition and meaning of celebrate. I can think of children having first birthday parties, and I've always wondered, like, why? Because they studies show that children's memories don't really develop until after the age of two, so they don't really remember anything prior to the age of two, so they don't remember their first birthday or that experience. So I'm really convinced that the birthday party is more for the parents and the adults than it is for that child itself, but it's celebrating that first year of birth. And then looking up just what celebrate means, it means to mark a significant or happy day or event, typically with a social gathering, to do something enjoyable to mark such an occasion, to honor, to praise, to make known publicly, to observe in some special way. And synonymous with that are words like glorify and praise and extol and talk. So that's what the genesis of celebrate means. And really, if I had to just pick one of those definitions, I would say to observe in some special way. And that applies across the board. So celebrate, that's the what and why. And I guess the better question is, why not? I think so often we're told not to celebrate, not to extol or exalt or ourselves and our accomplishments and what we do, and that we're arrogant or conceited if we do, or that there's something wrong or not right about us doing such, and I don't think that's true. I totally disagree with that.
Right, I agree. And you know, like I said, we talked about doing the show, you know, it really came to us last week, you know, just talking about how we don't take the time to celebrate ourselves. And I think because for many of us, and I've been guilty of this as well, is we wait for a specific milestone or to have certain accomplishments or to attain certain things before we consider ourselves worthy of celebration, right? And
right.
And like you said, you know, even with the one-year-old, they don't understand the birthday. They don't know what's going on, you know. But for us as adults, you know, we see a reason to celebrate life. And I always wonder why it's so easy for us to celebrate others. Well, for the most of us, it's easier for us to celebrate others than it is for us to celebrate ourselves. And so it goes back to ask yourself questions like, you know, do you not feel worthy of celebration? You know, it could just be several questions that you can ask yourself or several reasons why an individual, some people feel like, you know, it's vain to do so, it's arrogant, you know, whatever it may be. And so that's what we want to touch on tonight. And then, like I said, we're also talking about living in the moment and appreciating the moment and appreciating where you are right now. And so, you know, Juanita just gave an example or a definition of what it means to celebrate yourself and to glorify and exalt yourself. But even when you look at the definitions behind living in the moment, you can ask yourself, what does that mean? And that's pretty subjective, obviously. I mean, you talk to 10 different people and you're probably going to get 10 different answers in terms of what it means to live in the moment. But generally, when you're asking individuals what that means to them, it's usually going to mean, you know, taking life one day at a time. Or some people may say it's living without regret and just enjoying every moment for what it is. And when I think about it, you know, about living in the moment for me, it makes me think of a quote that I read from Abraham Maslow. And I've talked about Maslow and the Maslow's hierarchy of needs and so forth like that. And one thing that Maslow said is that the ability to be in the present moment is a major component of mental wellness. So you're not going to be able to fully have that mind shift and experience that mental health until you're able to appreciate where you are and celebrate that moment right where you are right now. And so that's why we want to have that discussion because, of course, as I said, we're looking to excel and we're looking to achieve new heights of success in every area of our lives. And so in order for us to be able to be there mentally, we need to learn why it is that we need to celebrate where we are right now and celebrate ourselves. So that's what we're going to talk to you guys about tonight. So now you pretty much know why we're going through this. Now, what we are going to do is provide you guys with some action steps and some things that you can do. You know, many times you may hear people talk about specific topics and then there's no action. There's nothing that you can do right now to implement immediately to see the results that you want. And so we want to make sure that we're providing you with a few tools. Now, please know that this list that we're going to provide is not all encompassing of different things that you can do to be able to celebrate yourself and to learn how to live in the present moment. But it is going to be some stuff. We're going to share some things that will help trigger, you know, kind of get your mind going and get you thinking about some things that are important to you or some things that are effective for you to be able to celebrate yourself and to totally embrace the moment. And so one thing I want to share first is I think the first step when I was really thinking about this topic and I was looking at my own life and thinking about my own experiences, I would say the first step for me personally has been to accept myself. And so I would say accept yourself for who you are. And I say accept yourself with flaws and all. Right? Now, I want to clear this up because some people will say, well, is it okay to just accept where I am? Is it okay to be complacent? Is it okay just to say, oh, well, this is my life, so be it, and I'll just deal with it? No, that's not what I'm saying when I say accept yourself for where you are. It doesn't mean that you just accept where you are and you don't do anything about it, that you don't look to change or to improve, but it does mean that once you have a knowledge of who you are and you understand who you are and you can accept yourself for who you are, then you're able to go ahead and improve yourself and to improve your life. And, of course, if you talk about improving yourself, we're talking about improving your traits and we're talking about improving characteristics and behaviors that may not necessarily serve you, that may not be healthy and that are not producing the results that you want to see in your life. And so when we say accept yourself, that means saying, you know, I'm going to do a complete self-analysis. I'm taking off all the masks. And I'm saying, this is me. Yes, I may have issues with insecurity. Yes, I may have issues with jealousy and being possessive. And I may have issues with being a control freak or whatever it may be. This is your opportunity to say, I have these issues. I don't necessarily like it, but I know it's there. And now I can look to see how to improve in these areas. So I would say for me personally, that would probably be the first and most important step to even begin the process. If you don't know where you are, you truly don't know where you're going to go. And that goes in terms, that applies to our personal development as well, right?
Right. But I think that's probably the hardest, just given what society, what we see, be it on TV or in any other form of media. And what we hear is that we're not enough. We're not good enough. We're not attractive enough. We're not smart enough. We're not talented enough, we're not enough. And so something's wrong with us, and they're quick to show, you know, what's wrong with us. We're not healthy enough. We're not eating enough. We don't make enough. So that's probably the hardest thing, is to really, really look at yourself and accept you where you are. Because the truth of the matter is, especially when it comes to relationships, is we always want people to accept us as ourselves. That's kind of hard to do when we don't even accept ourselves that way.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I definitely agree. I know there's been times when you talk about even in relationships where I've been guilty of looking for someone to fill the void. You know, you want someone, you find yourself going through relationships, and you're like, there's just something that's missing, there's something that's not clicking. I run into the same situations over and over and over again, and then, you know, like we say all the time, well, gosh, I'm the common denominator, so what is it going on with me? And so you're kind of forced into a place where you have no choice but to face yourself in the mirror. And like you said, it is the hardest thing to do, and I don't believe that it's a one-stop shop, if that makes sense. I believe it's a process and it's a journey, and I think it's a lifelong journey because we're ever evolving. So there's always going to be new things that we're going to have new revelations, and we're going to learn new things about ourselves, and there's some things that we'll want to tweak. So I don't think it's a one-time process. It's going to be a journey for us. But you're right. It is the most challenging thing to do. But no one said it was going to be easy, right?
Right.
No, we said it was going to be easy. So once we get to the point where we can say, okay, I'm going to work on, you know, just accepting me and admitting my flaws and admitting to myself where I am and what I want to correct, then, you know, and also when you do that, I think another reason why it's hard is because, like you said, you have society and you have other people trying to frame you and define you. And that can even, that goes back to the mind shift piece in terms of the whole changing your perspective and being able to wash yourself of negative things that have been told to you, maybe some negative programming, things that took place even as a child, maybe some experiences you've had that have framed and molded your frame of thought in terms of how you view yourself. Even, you know, it's sad to say, but it's true that those that are closest to us, friends and family members, play a crucial role in our development and the things that we see growing up. And so sometimes we have to go through this cleansing process while we're in this journey or going through this journey. So it goes into the next piece, which talks about, you know, one of the action steps is to release your past, right? When we're talking about living in the moment, there's no way to live in this moment and to appreciate this current moment if you're still holding on to the past. And you can go so many different directions with that when we talk about forgiveness and everything in terms of releasing the past. And I like to, sometimes when I need like a word for the day, you know, some of us start our days differently, obviously. I like to start off with reading and with journaling. But sometimes I'll just go to find a specific quote that I think applies to an area that I'm struggling with. And there's this website that I would encourage people to look at. It's Essential Life Skills. Essential Life Skills shares tons of quotes that are that apply to certain situations or challenges that you may be dealing with. And there was one on there that I read that talked about how, you know, sometimes we hold on to our past so tightly. You know, we hold on so close to it, to our chest, that it leaves your arms so full that you can't embrace the present because your arms are full of your past. You know, and I was like, wow, how true is that? How true is that?
I know that's probably something I've been guilty of before because everybody would throw your past up in your face. People that knew you back when or remember back in the day or different things remind you of your past, be it a song or throwback jam or a TV show, things that just remind you of your past and where you were. And realizing where you were, you immediately start to think about where you want to be while totally ignoring and overlooking where you are. So for me, I too often dwelled in the past, but you can't go forward if you're always looking back. Like, you're not going to make any progress that way. I think there was a quote that I've seen somewhere recently, and I'm sure people have shared it on the show from time to time, but if you're looking outside your vehicle window, you have your windshield and you have your rearview mirror, and that there is a proper perspective. Your rearview mirror is so much smaller, the fraction of the size of your windshield, and that is the proper perspective. The, how you look back and the amount of time you spend looking back and dwelling on that should be about the size of your rearview mirror, which in essence is your rear, and what lies ahead of you is so much more important and is where your focus should be.
Right. Right. I agree. And it's just as challenging as the first step is about accepting yourself is that part of about being able to release your past. You know, some of us hold on to positive memories from our past. I'm not necessarily saying that your past is a bad thing. You know, some of us have great pasts and great memories and experiences, but we can even get stuck in what once was, you know, that great relationship that we once had and that great house we once had and the great job we once had and the cars we had. That we don't just say, okay, that was then, but this is where I am now, and I'm building my future from right now. You know, we talk about how important it is to let go of the past, and we also know that we can't live completely in the future either, that we're developing and we're so deep right now. And so if you're so busy caught up in your past, whether it was good or bad, then you're missing the opportunities right now. You're missing what God has for you right now. You're missing relationships that are taking place or that are trying to be formed right now. You know, there's so much that you miss because you don't see what's in front of you. Like you said, we're spending so much time looking at a small rearview mirror that we're missing everything in front of us through that windshield.
And you know those people, you can, like, immediately recognize those people that tend to be stuck in the past. Oftentimes by their clothing or hairstyle or type of hair or their language that they're just kind of stuck there. And it might have been the 70s or a really great decade for them. And so, you know, that's where they are. But you kind of need them, hey, come here, join me in the here and now. This is where we are. So, or the people that constantly dwell on something in the past. I remember that job that I had, or, man, I remember that honey I used to date, or my first wife, or my third wife, and here you are several relationships later, but all you're doing is focusing on your past and just dragging that through. Behind you.
Yes, indeedy. And then, you know, another thing is being able to just, I mean, gosh, I know you're on the road now. We always have, it seems like a million and one things going on at a time. And that can be a blessing and a curse sometimes. You know, we get so caught up, especially for women. I think naturally it's innate in us to be able to be great multitaskers, right? And we wear it with like a badge of honor, like, yeah, I can do more than one thing at a time. And sometimes I crack jokes about guys that I know that I'm like, you know, he just can't walk and chew gum at the same time. And, you know, forgive me, guys, you know. But it's true. I see that with a lot of my male friends, you know. It's just like they just can't do, they can't focus on more than one thing at a time. And, I, you know, but then when I look at it in, from a different perspective, you know, all the multitasking makes it a challenge for you to be in the present as well, for you to appreciate the present because, yeah, your focus is scattered in so many different directions. I mean, I literally can be on the laptop doing work and listening to my son, you know, do, talk to me about whatever, you know, happened in his day and then, you know, paying attention to the stove and what I have going on in the stove and running to the laundry room. I mean, I can do all of that, but then is it fair to any particular project or to myself? Is it fair to my son for me to be doing a million things at one time when he talks to me about his day? And I'm probably going to burn up something that's on the stove. I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, you just miss it. Like, if I would just focus on one thing at a time and say, okay, I'm going to cook this meal and I'm going to enjoy this moment, I may like to cook a little bit more probably if I did that, if I took the time to do that. I probably would like cooking a little bit more.
I want you to try that and invite me over. But I think that's actually one of the greatest lies or biggest myths or untruths that we've been sold is that whole multitasking piece and that sets us up for failure. Again, studies show that you are much more efficient and effective if you do one task at a time than you are if you multitask, one. And two, our brains don't multitask. We're on and off. So it's a switch that we use. So it's on and off, on and off, on and off. And that's why multitasking is a challenge. But you're so right in terms of multitasking. You're not there to that project or that person that's there. And this modern technology has enabled us and equipped us to, quote, unquote, multitask. Be it you are at dinner with a friend and you're steady working from your BlackBerry or on vacation working or texting or talking about whatever. And it's become socially acceptable. And just because it's acceptable doesn't mean it's okay or it's right. And so
I think it's just the rudest thing.
But it's kind of, I mean, everybody does it, so you might as well. And as my mom said, everybody jumped off the bridge.
Because I don't like it.
So I'm finding myself having to, you know, just, and it's also a part of boundaries, just try to put my BlackBerry down, put my phone down, and be there, to be present, to be right there in that moment with that person or on that project that I'm working with, because really that's all we have is that moment right there. That's this moment right here that we're in right now is all that's guaranteed to us. A few seconds later, a few months ahead, a few days from now, none of that's promised or guaranteed, but this what we're experiencing right now isn't so much promise, it's what it is. It's what we're in right now, and this is all we have.
True. You're right. And that's what I love about, I remember when I went to work for one company, I loved the corporate culture because one of the values for the company was to be here now. And that's all it said, be here now. And it was about, and it was just about the work-life balance. And it was saying when you're at work, you focus on work and you give 110% to work. But when you're at home, you give 120% to home. And it was just saying wherever you find yourself, you need to be in that place and in that moment. And I held on to that. You know, it's been several years since I first heard it, and I've always held on to that, you know, regardless of where I'm at, if I'm at the store grocery shopping or doing whatever it is, you know, when I find myself getting frustrated or overwhelmed, I need to just stop and be here now and just be present. But again, this is something I have to constantly remind myself of too, because you know, as much as I know this, we know certain things, but that doesn't mean that we necessarily take action or implement those things in our own lives on a regular basis. We have to sometimes check ourselves. But what I am thankful for is that as you continue to grow through the process, you're able to catch yourself sooner than later. You know, it doesn't have to take you hours or days for you to realize, like, gosh, I'm off kilter. I'm out of sync right now. You can recognize it and say, whoa, I need to get back on track. And that's the great thing about personal development and about transformation in itself is that you know, you see the improvements over time. It's a gradual process, but it's such a fulfilling process. And it even goes into the next thing about just being able to step back and be still. You know, it ties into this be here now in terms of just saying, okay, I need to be still. I need to just sit still. And trust me, guys, you know, we know there's some of you that are listening saying, well, you don't understand. I'm a mom or I'm a wife or I'm a professional and I have so many things going on. Like you said, my BlackBerry's going off and so many people need my attention. Trust me, I understand that. But, again, it goes back to prioritizing and saying what's important to you. And if you need to be pulled in so many different directions, if you don't take the time for yourself to kind of get re-energized, then your efforts are going to be fruitless. You know, it's going to all be in vain. You're no good for anyone.
So if you're everything to everybody else, you're being nothing to yourself.
Right, right. And then I'm almost done with this section, but really quick, just to let you guys know, for those of you that are just tuning in now, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren, and we're talking about living in the moment and celebrating yourself and celebrating where you are right now, whether you're working in the profession that you'd like to work in or not, whether you're living in your dream home or not, whether you're riding the bus or you're driving your dream car, whatever it may be, just being able to celebrate where you are right now. I think one of the easiest ways to do that would be the next thing that I identified, which is to be thankful. Gratitude, I think is one of the best ways and most practical ways for you to be able to be present in the moment and to celebrate yourself and to celebrate where you are. And so I remember having a conversation with a friend a few months ago, and we were talking about how he was going through a very challenging time. And things got so overwhelming for him. It's like his world just came crashing down. And he learned that the easiest way for him to deal with the challenges that he had going on in his life were to not deal with those challenges, but to focus his energy on what he does have and also focus his energy on how he can bless other people. And I thought that was profound because I was like, you know what, that's right. Like I really started to apply that myself. And then when you take the focus off of you and you're just thankful for what you already have, but then you focus on the needs of other people. So it kind of goes hand in hand with gratitude but also acts of service. Then, again, you're able to appreciate life for what it is. You know, my mom would always say, you think you have it bad, but there's always someone that has it 10 times worse. And you're like, yeah. Sounds good, but no one really knows what I'm going through. We always do that, but it's true, you know. And I'd be like, well, how can I find comfort in that? Like, oh, okay, just because other people have it bad, I should feel good that I have it bad. Like, no, but that's not what she's saying. It's just that, you know, you may be going through something that you just think is the end of the world, but there's someone else that's dealing with something else so much more challenging and trying than what you're dealing with. You should just be thankful that you have a few things, you know, a few challenges right now, a few issues. But, yeah, so I think for me, I can see the difference. You know, when I focus and just focus on other people, then my issues seem minute. You know what I mean?
I think to that point, probably one of the best birthdays I've ever had this year. And it was like the first birthday that I spent intentionally not celebrating myself, but celebrating my co-host whose birthday was before mine, the day before mine, but she happened to be celebrating on my birthday. But that was like the best birthday because it was not about me, and yet I had the best time, and we were able to be serenaded and treated by the restaurant we went to, and I got birthday gifts and birthday songs. And the focus wasn't even on me. And it helps when you are with people who don't necessarily steal the show or steal the limelight but share it, because it helped that you, Stacey, you know, like, it's her birthday, too. Like, today is really her birthday. Mine was yesterday.
Right.
But it was really great to celebrate it and to enjoy a wonderful night on the town. So that would have to be one of my best birthdays and the least stress because I didn't have to worry about planning a birthday dinner, planning a birthday party, how I was going to feed these people, how to get these people to come, who would be there, who wouldn't, who to invite, who not. And it was just the best.
It was a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you. And then it goes back to, you know, the gratitude piece, just being thankful. You know, I was thankful that you were willing to make the sacrifice, and it was so much fun, like you said. You know, it's just like that show. I think I already kind of liked you as a friend. I was kind of adopting you as a friend.
Wow.
I was already kind of going there, but for, you know, that really seal the deal in terms of me totally respecting you on a different level and appreciating you on a different level, because it was just like, wow, for someone to do this, like you said, totally, I mean, there was no focus on you. It was all like, Stacey, it's your birthday and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's so much to me. And I think that's where I was just like, okay, this is my friend for life. Like, she's not going to go anywhere. I'm keeping her.
Aww.
Because there's not a lot of people that I could say that would do things like that. You know, like, I mean, like, you talk about society that we're living in right now. It's so many pretentious people, and there's so much vanity, and there's just so much shallowness. I mean, there's so much blah, 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 just all the hype, especially where we are living in the Atlanta area, right?
Right.
It's just a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, I definitely appreciate people like you, people that, and again, you know, we can talk about all the issues we have and all the challenges, but if you sit back and if you're still and you really make a list, make a gratitude list, and write a list of all the things that you're thankful for, you will see a shift. You will see a mind shift take place. But, you know, those are just some of the things, like I said, this list can go on and on and on. We can talk for hours about things that you can do to live in the moment and to celebrate yourself, but it's up to you to find those things that are most effective for you. You know, there's no cookie-cutter answer for the best way, I guess, to say live in the moment and to celebrate you. You would have to determine what those things are. We just kind of wanted to get your mind going, you know, get you thinking about some things outside of the box, okay? But with that being said, you know, we've already told them about some of the things that they can do, but, you know, people always ask, well, what's the point? You know, what's in it for me? Why should I do this? You know, what would you say would be the end result? Why do you think people should do this or take our advice?
I think it's you know, why not? Why wouldn't you celebrate these things? Why wouldn't you work on celebrating yourself or celebrating things of significance in your life? One of the things that people probably laugh at me about if they knew that I celebrate this would be my divorce. Probably my good best friend and cousin is probably one of the very few people that knows when I got divorced. And so in June, we try to make it a habit of just celebrating the divorce. And that's not me advocating for divorce, but just me celebrating that happened, that I was released and free from a situation that wasn't healthy, that wasn't adding to me. You know, because people celebrate their wedding anniversaries all the time, even though their marriage may not be the best.
Mm-hmm.
For me, and they will tell you, you know, have a divorce party and get together. And I'm also one of the first ones to say when somebody says, oh, I'm getting a divorce, I'm like, congratulations. Because oftentimes it takes greater strength and courage and faith to walk away than it does to stay in a bad situation. I definitely, you know, celebrate that. And I celebrate just little accomplishments. And you'll sometimes, if you're around me, you hear me say, gold star for Nita. And so, you know, just giving myself gold stars. But it's just it takes a lot less energy and effort to celebrate things. There's a saying that talks about how many muscles it takes to smile versus how many it takes to frown, and it's far less muscles to smile than it does to frown. And for you, it's just like if you're one of those ones that are stuck and frowning, I suggest you just stand on your head, do a headstand, because a smile ain't nothing but a frown turned upside down, and that means you turn your frown upside down. But you just feel so much better. And you know those people who are always the happy-go-lucky and the able to see the positive side of things, and you may think they're naive or out of touch with reality, but those are often the folks that are most resilient, the folks that are able to bounce back, the folks that are able to endure, and the folks you go to when you're feeling down, because you know they'll pick you up and they'll help you see a different side of things. And this is
definitely
the chapter you talked about gratitude. That saying, I complained about having shoes until I met a man with no feet. You know, it's just being thankful for the little things. And they can be the craziest things. I remember when I was unemployed, it was just being grateful for my unemployment check being enough to pay my mortgage. Might not be enough to pay nothing else, no bills or any of that, but it was enough to pay my mortgage and keep a roof over my head. Or it could be that maybe your roof is leaking, but you have a roof over your head. Okay, you know what, I might not be able to eat the fine dining that I want, but I got some peanut butter and jelly in the back of my truck. True story, actually, I do have some peanut butter and jelly in the back. You know?
Focus, be here now.
I can make some crackers, tell the truth, and the devil, and get some bread and have a sandwich. You know, so it's much more beneficial to celebrate yourself, and you feel better. There's so many things weighing you down. It just helps to lighten the load, helps you feel lighter, it motivates you to accomplish more. You know, yay,
it
I
does.
Got up on time today. Yay, I had one glass of water today. Yay, I walked a block today. Yes, I didn't cut somebody out today or flip somebody off today. Just whatever those, and it's baby steps, and the little things matter most.
And it seems silly for some people when you're getting started in the process. You know, it's not comfortable, but it's not supposed to be. You know, it's not a comfortable process, but you're going to have to get used to feeling uncomfortable and get comfortable feeling uncomfortable. You know, the things that we talked about on this show, like I said, just starting off from the beginning, when we talked about the self-acceptance piece, you may be stuck there for a week or two or a month. You know, there's no telling for you. You know, you're going to have your own individual experience and results, so you can't compare yourself to anyone else. That's the one thing that you don't want to do. We didn't have that on the list, but you don't want to compare yourself to anyone. You just want to embrace this process for you. Embrace the journey. Be open to the experience. And is it going to be scary? Yes. Is it going to be hard? Yes. Are there going to be some times where you just want to say, forget it, I'm done with this, I give up? Definitely. But you go on anyway. You continue anyway. You fight through it anyway because you know that in the end, you're going to be a better person for it. You're going to be able to benefit from it. Like we talked about, you'll have a more balanced lifestyle. You'll have that peace of mind. Who doesn't want to live a life with less stress? Really? You know? So determine your reasons for taking part in this process. You know, don't just take our advice and say, well, we think you should live in the most, you should celebrate yourself. Don't just take our word for it, but determine for yourself, why is it important for you? What do you get out of this? You know, and once you understand your why behind it on why you should do this, it's going to be easier for you to go through the process. It's going to be easier for you to weather the storms when times get challenging for you. All we can do is, you know, introduce you to the process, but it's up to you to take action. And it's even what our guest talked about last week about living big, about it's your life and you have to live big, but it's your choice. It was your choice to listen to this show. It's your choice to get up every day and brush your teeth and wash your face, take a shower, whatever you do. It's your choice to do those things. No one can force you to do that. And so all we can do is encourage you and provide the tools and the tips that you need to get started in the process. But we definitely applaud you for even taking the time to listen to the show. We thank all of you that are listening to the live show, all of you guys that are joining us on Facebook, all of you guys that are sending us emails. We appreciate you. You know, for those of you who are friends on Facebook, you saw it this month. We celebrated Mind Shift Talk Radio's 2-year birthday anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
So thank you to all of you. Yes, woohoo! That has been awesome. Thank you guys for the journey and for the process. And I got to say a special shout out from my brother and my sister, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Ayal Kedar, the natural Zen diva. You know, she held it down from day one, and there probably would be no Mind Shift without the support of friends like you, Juanita, and Chris Gloss, the possibilitarian, always holding us down. I'm so thankful for you guys and the connections we continue to make on this show. So we encourage you guys to be here every week, Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Listen to the replays, share it with your friends and family members, and make sure that you stay connected. Sister, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Have an awesome week, and you know we'll be talking soon.
All right.
And you guys have a phenomenal week, a productive week. Be blessed and make sure that you're here next week. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Mind Shift Radio.